Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Round 7 of the National Rugby League starts with a beauty on Thursday night at Allianz Stadium. This is the Roosters up against the Storm. Tedesco is back. Joey Manu's going to go to the centres before he goes to Japanese rugby. I love the fact that Joseph Okuso-Swalehi was on the wing and the right wing. Luke Keary at halfback. Sam Walker named on an extended bench, but now he's out of that. Satili Tupanua is out with a head knock too. Egan Butcher is a fair replacement. Speaking of fair replacements, the Storm will have Nelson Asifa-Solomona playing his first game of the season after Tui Kamikamitha picked up a calf injury. Joe Chan is back into the side. Tepo Moroa is out. This is a very tough one to split, I would imagine, Tristan.
Very tough one to split, and what a start we got to the week. I'm very excited for it because you got the Roosters who bounce back well again with a win against the Knights. Obviously a massive up in class here, but get the game at home, and then the Storm, they'd be really disappointed, I suppose, with their effort against the Bulldogs, despite still getting the 2 points. They only just snuck over the line there, and they conceded tries when the Bulldogs were down to 12 men. So the market's been an interesting one. We opened it with the Roosters slight favourites, $1.84, the Roosters the Storm 195, and now we've got a move where the Storm are now slight favourites, 188, the Chooks are 192, 39.5 the total points. So low expected score and tight game expected. And, yeah, I can't wait for this.
Yeah, gee, it's a really tricky game to line up, isn't it? I mean, the Storm have won, I think, 8 of their last 9 against the Roosters, including wins in Sydney. I'm just not so sure about how well the Storm are going, though. I mean, they won by 2 last start against the Bulldogs. Bulldogs were absolutely outstanding, I thought. Possibly one of their best offerings for the last couple of years, and by all rights could well have hung on for a win. You know, their win prior to that against a depleted Broncos was only by 2 points. We go back to their win prior to that at home was against the Warriors, where the Warriors were enormous and Storm got home by 4. I mean, I'm finding it a little bit difficult to read into this. Are the Storm going so strongly that they're good enough to keep winning, or is that papering over the cracks that maybe they're not going as well? 1-4 from 5, but all those 4 wins have been at home. The Roosters get Tedesco back. I thought that they were gallant last week. Tristan's right, though. It is a step up in grade here. But they do play at home where their win record is outstanding. And I think that's a big leg up for them. I've just got a really small lean to the Roosters. I could not touch the game. Only other angle I would have thought that it's a very strong defensive battle and points are probably thinly veiled and a lean to the unders.
Bloody unders. Anyway, all right, let's keep that's I like the Roosters. I like the fact that they're coming home. I was impressed with that performance. I think it was better than a 2-point victory against the Knights. I think they were more impressive than that. I think they had so many players play well. It's so interesting. I think Trent Robinson's got this massive decision, and when his head hits the pillow at night, is Joey Manu a better fullback than James Tedesco right now? And that might be yes. But for the benefit of the team, Tedesco's there and Manu can play in that right centre position. Swalehi on a right wing was superb last week, completely different. And Keary, when he's running the side, when he takes control, is much more effective than when he's there with Sam Walker. He's a 3-time premiership winning, including a Clive Churchill medalist. So, and off the back of his style of game, I think that brings Brandon Smith into the game with the up-tempo, quick play of the ball, and away you go. And Brandon Smith, I thought, was, you know, arguably his best game in Roosters colours last week. So that all points to me to be a positive. And for the Storm, yes, Nelson's back, probably short of a run. You wonder how much game time he's going to get. I know Hughes and Munster are there. I think Pappenhausen is slowly getting back, and I mean that with due respect. There's a couple of things last week where you're like, ooh, okay, you're a little bit off. And the fact they have to travel with a shorter turnaround, I'm going to go the Roosters at $1.92.
The other guy who I thought was unsung in that last result for the Roosters was Watson, Jimmy. I thought he did a really good job at 6.
And what was he, Jared? He was just a running 6,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
In fact, turn up wherever, Connor. You know, you're full of energy. Just turn up. The other guy I should have mentioned too was Angus Crichton.
Yeah.
On that left edge.
Crichton was super.
He was excellent for them. Poked his nose through just about every single time.